This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what we got, B?
What?
1 hour of work left till the weekend, baby.
Oh, there we go.
I woke up this morning, kind of thought it was Saturday. Very quickly realized it was not. It is, however, a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Scotty's Vodka DMV made. Now available. Select Virginia ABC stores. Go buy you some. Get some club soda and a lime. Bang. I just made your evening. Joining us now via the Rude Guest Hotline, our friend Mr. Ben Standig. Benny boy, how are you doing?
Man?
Gentlemen, I'm doing great. Your hour countdown got me excited for the weekend as well, so thank you for that.
What you doing?
Terrific. Yeah, what do you got going on this weekend?
Nothing really. I have no life.
You got to walk your cat.
Are you excited for nothing?
No. Well, I mean, look, you got the British Open on. That's always a good watch.
Yo, you are such a night owl. Are you up when the British Open coverage starts?
No.
Good question. I mean, what time does it start on TV here?
It starts at 4 o'clock here.
Well, I wasn't last night, but I could be at any given night.
That's not last night. That's
terrible.
In the morning, dog.
Yeah, that's the next day.
4 a.m.
Oh, yeah. I'm not waking up for it. I might be up for it, but I'm not waking up for it.
Oddly busy week in Commanderland. Let's start with what's most important. What's your favorite type of potato chip?
Oh, wow. Does Pringles count?
Sure. Kind of boring, but it counts.
Kind of boring. I don't really go out and get potato chips. Like, if I'm out somewhere and somebody has them, cool, but I don't, like, seek them out at the grocery store myself.
I'm a chip guy. All right, moving forward. Where you at on RFK Stadium? You think it happens?
I mean, it's come too far, and I mean, you know, the Commanders have certainly made it, you know, abundantly clear they're all in on this. So I imagine it gets done. I guess the question, I think the answer is it will get done. Is it going to get done in time for Josh Harris and company to feel comfortable with this thing opening in 2030? I guess maybe that's more up in the air. Like, I don't know that if you're telling me that, like, if this doesn't get resolved to like next month, that's going to set this back. That seems a little odd to me, but I've never built a stadium before. But yeah, ultimately, I think this gets done. You know, look, the fact that the city council chair Phil Mendelson has said he imagines it gets done when he, for many years, had been a guy who seemed to be opposed to this, says there's momentum to get it done. It's just in what, you know, what's the timeline? So yes, done. I don't know if it's done this week, month, but it gets done.
I think a month or 2 months is not going to stop it from being able to open in 2030.
You wouldn't think so.
Yeah. Because, right, like, when we see something and if they want to build something, they get it done. It start working around the clock. You know, just don't get the people that's doing the Beltway to do it.
Yo, whoever's in charge of Tyson's,
don't get
them,
because it wouldn't be open until 2040.
All right. You and I are from here. We are both proud BCC Barons. What did Art Monk mean to you as a kid?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, he was easily, you know, one of the stalwarts for this team. You know, I don't know if I appreciated the quiet stoicism as much then as I do now that somebody wants to go down that route. Obviously, like, you know, John Riggins was, you know, more exciting, and Gary Clark and Joe Theismann was a big talker, but Art Monk was just as steady and reliable and productive as they come. You know, he was the first round pick they had in for like years, because Bobby Bethard and George Allen were constantly trading picks away. So I think that represented something. But, you know, on some level, he kind of almost epitomizes that Super Bowl era, because, you know, because Washington, different quarterbacks all the time, you know, it's sort of a group that doesn't have like an obvious like face. It's, you know, it's not Tom Brady's team or things like that. Art Monk was that guy. He was unassuming, was not looking for the spotlight. He just went out and kicked your behind and did it, you know, over and over again. Hmm. And so, you know, I think, yeah, he really did, I think, to kind of epitomize how this team was viewed. And, you know, obviously all the honors are certainly well-deserved.
Absolutely.
I agree with that totally.
I'm curious if both of you agree with this. I think because the Super Bowls, the three Super Bowl teams, didn't have – this was not quarterback-driven. Most dynasties are quarterback-driven. But because you had three different quarterbacks, and really you even had three different – Riggins was the biggest star running back. And then, you know, for Doug Williams' team, Timmy Smith went nuts.
Yep.
For the 91 team, I mean, Biner was the guy, but Riggs got all the scores.
Rick.
Yeah, Ricky busted 70-yarders. You know, even Gary and Ricky were there for two of the three, but Art was there, you know what I mean? Like, for all of it. And the Hogs was kind of the identity, but Art was like the consistent that bridged everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I absolutely. It was a shame that he got hurt in the first run-up. That's when Alvin Garrett stepped in and turned into a monster. But in terms of the regular season and in terms of just, you know, the rest of the decade, absolutely, he was that guy. But by the way, you know, we talk about, you know, this team was not defined by a quarterback, and that they had, you know, three different quarterbacks win Super Bowls. They had four quarterbacks go to a championship game, because Jay Schrader did that at one point. So, like, when you factor in that, it's even crazier than the way we all even discuss it.
That is, that's true. Yeah. I mean, crazy.
Offensive line is important.
Yeah. Yeah. Team construction is important. Yes. We're talking with our friend Ben Standig here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Ben at Ben Standig. And, of course, Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Make sure you check out Ben's Last Man Standig podcast. Let's get to Terry. You were there. We were all hanging out in Laurel at Eastern Motors, where your job is your credit.
Job's your credit.
A lot of people are making a lot of determinations based on Terry's comments. I have said to anybody that'll listen, when Terry sat down in that chair and we did the official availability, Terry was clearly very upset. But I think it's important to point out, in the moments before and after that, Terry was chilling. He was himself. You know what I mean? What do you make of everything from Tuesday to now?
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Somebody just asked me what was it like there, as if, like, you know, was there a lot of tension? And I'm like, nah, he was shooting a commercial before. He was smiling after.
Signing autographs.
Yeah, focused on important things like what's for lunch. I mean, he wasn't, you know, it wasn't like he was like bitter. It was just, hey, this is where I'm at. This is what I have to say. And I felt compelled to bring it up because of, you know, for all the obvious reasons, all he's done for the organization, his performance, et cetera. You know, look, it's both odd on some level to see Terry speak that candidly and do it for that, you know, over 30 minutes. But on the other hand, we know he gives expansive and thoughtful answers when he's talking to us just on a regular weekday. Right. So, you know, it's in character there. Look, I totally understand where he's coming from across the board. The production has been there. this idea that he's, you know, because he's going to be 30 this year, that that's a potential cliff he might be going over. In his case, seems a bit much considering he, you know, it doesn't have nearly as much wear and tear on him as others because he didn't play a ton in college full time, and you know he has not been hurt in the pros. He continues to be productive. You know, he's the epitome of a locker room leader. He's a community stalwart as well. You know, what else? If you're talking about, we want a commander. We know what a commander means. I don't know how he's not the guy on the poster. But on the other hand, like, I know that getting paid is not about necessarily where you rank at your among your peers. It's about timing, and his timing is now. He's not the tallest. He's fast, but he's not the fastest. You know, he doesn't necessarily have like that one trait, unless you say contested catches, that you're like, this is what separates him from others. And so I can understand slightly if the team is like, well, I mean, we want to pay you, but we don't necessarily know that you, we think you're that top of the group. But again, it has nothing to do. That's not how these things work. These things have to do with the timing of when you're up. So if he's, if his side is like, hey, we see what DK Metcalf got, $33 million basically, we're better than DK Metcalf, I understand where they would be coming from. The team's going, well, he's younger, he's bigger, probably faster, and, you know, it is what it is. Also, like, just because Pittsburgh may have overpaid him, why is that our problem? If they can get past that and figure out a common ground, then I think this gets done in the next, I don't know. At this point, I keep wanting to say before to start the training camp, and it's almost here, but I'll sort of stay with that. But if they can't get past that issue, and there may be others, but that's at least one that seems apparent, mm-hmm. then, yeah, then this thing could go on for a little bit longer.
The way I look at it, though, if a guy is bigger, stronger, or younger, why is he not producing more? If people always use those analogies. Well, he's bigger, he's stronger. But if he's not producing more, it doesn't really make a difference, does it?
No, for sure. I mean, you know, DK Metcalf has obviously been a pretty good receiver. You know, you can quarterback play there was, you know, Geno Smith has been fine the last couple of years. It's been some, you know, wonky moments at times. But, yeah, I mean, look, he's had injuries. You know, Seattle's typically more of like a run-heavy team than some others, at least they were under, you know, under Pete Carroll. And, look, like I said, it's hard to argue that DK Metcalf is better than Terry McLaurin when you look at all of the, not just the numbers, but the person. I'm not saying DK's a bad guy, but I'm just saying we know what Terry is here, what he means for this group. So it's hard to argue against anybody saying that he should be getting paid as much as DK Metcalf, if not more. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is, when you get paid, it's about what's going to happen going forward. It's not necessarily about what's happened behind. And, you know, if your guy, if he's 2 years older and, you know, not as freak of nature athletically as this other guy, is it the same conversation? I mean, I think that's the, seems like that's part of the debate. You're totally right, but it is about going forward is what you're getting paid on now.
See, that's the thing. I've been through those things, and I watch him do stuff based on what's going forward. And a person that was younger didn't do much going forward. And the other guy still played at a certain high level in situations. Hell, I had to deal with it myself. I was better than some younger returners going forward. I mean, it's amazing how people can automatically assume you're going to be bad. But they don't ever assume that you're going to be probably the same or better.
Yeah, no, and that was a point that Terry made. He's like, look, I hear you on 30 can be a tipping point for some guys, but y'all, you know, not for everybody, though. You know, that some guys, I think he mentioned Larry Fitzgerald, you know, some guys continue to thrive, and what is there at all to suggest that Terry is not going to continue the trajectory that he's on? Again, he's been healthy. As we know, he was getting 1,000 yards a season with rando quarterbacks, and now that he has what looks like a really, really good one in Jaden Daniels, and he had his best year in terms of touchdowns, why is this thing not going to keep going up and up and up? Seems reasonable, but, you know, again, that's why they, you know, they have people who watch the pennies and discuss, you know, how are we going to spend on the salary cap, not just for today, but for tomorrow as well. To me, the one thing is, like, we know Jaden's going to get paid eventually, but that eventually is not for another couple years. If Terry gets paid now, the money's kind of off the books by the time Jaden has to get paid. So that doesn't seem like an issue. And therefore, what's the the hang up. But, you know, I guess this is, you know, the interesting thing is we get to see how Adam Peters in this front office are going to, you know, handle negotiations now. This is a new test. You know, however this works out, we need to know from the outside what to expect going forward. And, you know, we're getting a look at this. And, you know, so far, you know, it's an incomplete. We'll see what happens. But, you know, it could get pretty interesting here in the next few days.
What do you think realistically, you know, maybe he doesn't show up for training camp. Maybe he holds in at training camp. Like, what would you say the realistic chances of Terry not being on the field week one are?
I mean, I'd say pretty slim, but, you know, his salary, I mean, he's been paid bonuses and all that stuff, but his actual base salary for this year is like a little over $15 million. You know, that's, you know, below standard, I guess, for a guy at that level. Again, he's already gotten paid the bonuses. So if you factor it all out, he's getting, you know, it's like $23 million for each year. So, you know, I can understand he might be like, that's, you know, I got to get more than that, but that's still a lot of money to potentially burn. I guess the question is, could it get so harsh that he, you know, sort of like what Trent Williams did, sit out and show up with six games to go? I just feel like this is not that Trent Williams thing was just so contentious between him and Manning.
And that was like a health issue. I mean, there was a lot to that.
Yeah, right. I mean, that always just seems like the nuclear option. I just don't imagine that either side here is going to allow that to happen. But, you know, again, you know, for Terry, this is probably the last big contract he's ever going to sign. And, you know, is he going to dig in that much that he could potentially miss games? That just seems hard for me to fathom. But at the same time, you know, they got to get a deal done. So I think, look, I've been saying $30 million average, that, you know, that's where Tyreek Hill is, where Brandon Ayuk, where Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra St. Brown, of course, was, I guess it was negotiated by Brandon Sosna when he was at the Lions. And, you know, Lance Newmark was in Detroit as well. So they have some direct knowledge of, like, okay, here's how we assess this guy. Now, how do we assess this guy? Again, Amon-Ra St. Brown is younger than Terry by a few years. So got to factor that in. And that may be a factor as to why they're not looking at it simply as saying, hey, here's 30, let's go. But if we're saying one side is looking at DK Metcalf and the other side maybe looking closer to T. Higgins, $30 million seems like it's in the ballpark of a good middle ground. So I'd keep looking at that for how this thing gets done.
All right.
What would you say the chance that they actually would trade him is? 5%? Like 3%?
I mean, I don't, you know, at most that. I will say I was thinking about you know, Juwan Jennings in San Francisco was balking at his money, and he wants a deal. And I believe that Adam Peters was the guy there when they drafted him. So is there a world where, you know, I'm not saying a direct swap, but, you know, get some picks involved. That was my, like, if this thing goes completely south, is that something? Because we've already seen, obviously, Peters has been, you know, more than willing to bring back guys that he's got relationships with, connections with. But that, again, I don't even know if 3% gets me there. I just think, if they're remotely thinking about the Super Bowl as like a real shot, and based on where they were last year, I don't know how they're not. I don't know how you're going backwards, most likely, if you're moving on from Terry. I mean, it's not like they drafted a receiver in the first round this year and they have like an obvious guy to come up. And even if what I just said, Juwan Jennings, who's a good player, but, you know, I don't think anybody's looking at him as a top 10, 20 guy. So, yeah, so I think it's a pretty slim chance.
Ultimately, I agree with you. I think, like, a lot is being made of Albert Breer saying the Patriots would be very interested. There's a lot of teams that would be very interested. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. My go-to in these situations, I want a Range Rover. I drive a Toyota. Like, what? You know what I mean? Like, just be realistic. Yeah. All right, Benny. Appreciate your time, brother.
Appreciate you, brother, man.
Fellas, I always appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. That's our guy, Ben Standig. Give him a follow, @BenStandig. Check out the Last Man Standig podcast. We're going to play this Albert Breer audio and let folks actually hear what he's saying, not just the aggregators on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter that take one portion of what is said. Let's hear the whole thing. Nobody go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dog Pantene, 2-in-1.
Didn't work. That's crap still itching.
We're going to celebrate. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. All right, I'm going to tell the truth. My boy Tom Curran texted me about a half hour ago. Love Tommy. Tremendous job covering the Patriots and the whole Boston sports scene up there, NBC Sports Boston. Curran asked me if I could come on their show this afternoon on NBC Sports Boston. He said, people up here are acting like the Patriots getting McLaurin is a done deal. And I was like, for real? And he's like, why don't you come and tell us the truth? So New England thinks they're going to get Terry McLaurin all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a quick Google search of Terry McLaurin, you'll find that a lot of this is centered on an Albert Breer report, and I'm using report very loosely. If you do a quick Google search, Terry McLaurin, rumors grow surrounding Commanders Terry McLaurin and Patriots. Patriots trade, that was Sports Illustrated. Patriots trade idea lands disgruntled wide receiver Terry McLaurin. That's Yahoo Sports. So let's peel back the curtain on the content game, people. This is how it goes. Albert Breer is a friend of mine, a dude I really respect. He knows what he is talking about, all right? Breer is wired in around the league. Albert Breer was on NBC Sports Boston and was asked about Terry McLaurin. here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to everything he said, not just two words that have been aggregated by the aggregators. Landini?
There hasn't been much progress because there hasn't been much talk between the sides. And I think that's why Terry felt compelled to say what he said publicly. And this is a guy who has been a team captain for a long time. Exemplary character, all of that. So my anticipation is that the Commanders are going to take a swing at getting something done with him over the course of the next week, just because it makes too much sense for both sides. I think the Patriots would be very interested in this. Now, there's a price point for all of it, and what would that mean? And, you know, obviously he's not going to come here with an unresolved contract situation, so you'd be talking about a draft pick plus a contract. He's a little older than people realize because he was a five-year college guy, so he's over 30 now. But, certainly as far as, like, what they're looking for from a person, from a player, helping Drake, like, this guy checks every box.
So you can choose what you want to hear there.
Sound like it wasn't reports. It was just, what do you think? Speculation.
Right. And what he said about New England wanting Terry McLaurin, hell yeah, New England would want Terry McLaurin. They've got a young quarterback too. Terry's a great receiver. I think there are probably lots of teams that would want Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. Right?
I agree.
But I think it's critical that you hear the first part of that. That's like, yeah, they seem pretty far apart. Terry's frustrated, understandably. But I think Washington really tries in the next week to get something done because it makes too much sense for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to say it's dishonest, but I think it's a little bit disingenuous to present that, what he said. And listen, he's a national NFL reporter. He is wired in, understands a lot of things. I think it's a little bit disingenuous to say Breer's saying the Patriots are very interested in trading for Terry McLaurin.
But people hear what they want to hear, and I think we figure that out. We know it on a daily basis. You can say one thing, especially if you get it on social media. You can say the sky is blue, and it could be blue. Somebody's going to tell you it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just think that the way media works today, yes, you have reputable people that will sometimes do it with it, what everybody else does. They will speculate based off of the need they see in one place. And someone is going to run just because they are that person. The person will tell you, I'm not reporting, telling you what I think. And somebody else is going to say, well, so-and-so said this, and make it into a fact. So we'll see where it goes.
Right. I just... To see this thing buzzing around.
27th is their day they report?
No, 23rd.
They report on
They actually 23rd. Report Tuesday. I think we're out there Wednesday. They report the 22nd.
All right.
You say 22nd or 27th?
I say 27th.
Okay, 22nd.
Well, I know I got a show on the 27th. My plan is to not be around the 25th, 26th.
Here's what I can tell you. I know some guys are coming back to town and reached out to me to play golf on the 21st because they got a report on the 22nd. And
obviously, Tress. Revo.
And I can't play because it's during the day, but good old Mike Kelly's gonna handle it.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, so I think I don't know, man. I think people gotta try to differentiate and understand the difference between a dude saying, yeah, a team would be interested if he became available from This is going to happen.
People don't. I think that's the thing about it. When you know the facts, you know the facts, you know how things work. You got to also understand, fans don't hear what you say. And they don't care that you're saying the dude didn't report. He talked about it, so it got to be happening. You know what I'm saying? That's the way people go. If you said something and you are a certain person, somebody has to be saying something. They don't care about the fact they've done been said.
What do you think the chances are it doesn't get done?
I don't have a clue. I mean, gotten that far down to it. I really don't. I'm really not sitting here.
Because I think they're minuscule. I think
it's minuscule, but I'm not sitting here trying to dissect if it's going to happen or not. In my mind, you know, I'm a positive thinker, dog. I think it's going to happen. You know, if it doesn't, then my next question would be, well, what you going to do instead? Because I can't sit here and sulk over it if it doesn't.
I like this. Our guy Scarence Terrence just tweeted at me. He said, I'm interested in Sydney Sweeney if she is available. I am interested in a Range Rover if it costs the same as my 4Runner.
Well, you're not getting that.
And I love the 4Runner.
Well, you can get a Range Rover that costs the same. It might be have about 100,000 miles
right.
on it.
Like but, Jeff's you know, Jeep.
It may have more than 100,000 miles on it.
Jeff, is there anything you're interested in? Should it become available?
No, not right now. I'm content where we at right now.
Damn.
I just need us to get Terry
signed. We're talking about anything. We're not talking about
anything.
anything.
I'm interested in Beyonce, Beyonce pizza. Should it
become I'm interested in a tomahawk steak right now, but I'm sitting on this damn radio.
Who else am I interested in? Coco Jones, if she become available.
Well, guess what? You're not getting none of this.
Landfill, are you interested?
Even if they're available, you're not getting them.
Landfill, anything you're interested in, should it become available?
I'm interested in a local restaurant holding a $5 prime rib night.
Should it become available?
I'd be all in.
No, he's interested if that happened, but it ain't happening.
Oh.
I'm interested in...
Hey, they offering prime rib night and going to bring it to your house, right?
I'm all in. $5? $5 delivered, prime rib. I'll even tip 20. What the hell?
The prime rib is $5. The delivery fee is $500.
I know.
That's too much.
Those delivery fees are such a pain in the ass. I'm interested in a dirty martini with blue cheese olives, should it become available. What, Landfill?
You're going to need two toothpaste after that, dog.
Yeah, that's repulsive.
I'm going to tell you, I had one.
They put blue cheese?
I've had people do it.
In the olives.
Look, dog.
They stuffed the olives with blue cheese.
Once they finish with that one, bread kicking like Bruce Lee.
Bro, one... Olives already taste disgusting.
Incorrect.
Mixing one blue cheese is only to be.
You know
eaten
what a dirty martini
wings.
Is?
Nah, no, blue cheese. Blue cheese crumbles, not the dressing.
Jeff, do you know what a dirty martini is?
No, I don't order.
It's vodka with olive juice.
It's a martini with olive juice poured in it.
Yep, it will never see Jeff Walker ordering it.
Are you a martini guy, Jeff?
No.
Just one. You know the rule. Just one.
No, I'm not a martini guy.
Espresso martini?
Nope.
Jeff's an Appletini guy.
Jeff is an Appletini guy.
Nah, he's like an Appletini with the caramel in it.
Bellini, Jeff? You straight Bellini all the time?
No. He thinks the same thing that Stallion drinks. They hang out together.
Oh, mimosas.
Only on Sundays.
Jeff and the boys going for all you can drink mimosas. Hey-o! I'm interested in Friday... rush hour traffic being the whole week, should that become available?
That ain't going to happen.
I'm just saying. It's easy to be interested in things if they become available.
I'm interested in playing at Augusta Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if it becomes available.
I'm interested in playing at Cypress Point if it becomes available.
Yep. I had one available. That's why I don't 100% like CJ. Because I had an offer to play Cypress. And that bastard told me I couldn't take off, and he wanted to go. He could go play. Nope, didn't give him that information.
Was that Super Bowl week in San Fran?
Yes.
I'm interested in the Washington Nationals having a $150, $200 million payroll.
I'm interested in the same thing Landfill interested in. Break, damn it. We got to go.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at Bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Major show news. Throughout all of our breaks today, we've been hitting a little sandwich in the hallway, trying to get it into a coffee cup. Against all odds, I actually made it. I banked it off the wall, dropped in.
No proof.
Jeff was there. Jeff, you saw it.
Y'all got a picture of it?
I'm legally blind. Nah, he made it.
Here's it. Stevie was also there. Stevie validates it. Jeff, what is Coach Prime?
Stevie on pain medication. She don't know what she's talking about.
Jeff, what does Coach Prime think about me making the golf ball into the coffee mug?
That right there was a Coach Prime move right there. You know, because if I go on a golf course, if I go fishing, or even if I go catch an interception, I'm taking it back to the house, baby, the grand prize.
You know what? I was talking to a guy in Houston yesterday. He was trying to invite me to this golf tournament. He said, man, you play golf like Coach Prime. I said, what you mean? He said, he talking about he could play golf. Man, dude came down. He was awful. I said, I'm not Coach Prime, homeboy. Let's get that straight right now. Say he was horrible at golf.
Coach Prime, you're horrible at golf?
Well, everybody think I'm horrible because I'm like Coach
Jeff.
Prime.
I'm like Jeff.
Oh, nah, Jeff better than Coach Prime.
I doubt that.
What a day. So, B, do you remember, so rookies are reporting today. Do you remember, like, the feeling walking in NFL? Like, okay, this is the real deal. And you had done probably mini camps and stuff.
Like, the thing, training camp, I came here April 20th. And I didn't leave until, like, 2 or 3 weeks before training camp. Went home and came right back. So I was here April, May, June, you know what I'm saying? So I knew all the guys. I had hung out with them. And we had practiced a lot because everything now is so small compared to what it was. So, but still going into camp, butterflies like hell, though.
I bet, man.
But then once it started, it went right back to practice.
Just football.
Because we had been around so long, you know, and they had on pads now. And I feel when I'm in the past, I'm as bad as you are. So I had to get me a few dudes that were supposed to be hitters and try them out a little bit.
Was there any moment in training camp or even, you know, in the sessions before where you got hit and you're like, oh, this is the next league.
I forgot.
This is the next level up.
Man, I forgot the guy's name, but I came in on him one time and, you know, I was just going to like try to go in there and chip him a little bit and he came in there with the full force, and I went back of helmet to the ground. I say I will never, ever go soft again in practice. Because I pulled up, and he got me. I said, okay, won't happen again, brother. And that he was the reason that guys for the next 13 years dealt with hell.
Because you got one?
Yeah, he got me, so I wasn't going to let nobody else get me. That wasn't happening anymore.
I
got him back, too.
I get it.
Yeah.
It's when you watch practice now, and a lot of this is legislated by CBAs and stuff. Does it, I don't want to say bug you, but is it just like incredibly different?
It's different. It doesn't necessarily bug me because I've adjusted my thought pattern, but I always tell guys still to the day, don't let the rules cause you to get banged up or hurt. Because let's be real, you're still playing a violent game, and the people sitting in those offices with suits and ties on can tell you what the hell they want to tell you. If you don't prepare yourself for that violent game, you're going to end up hurt. So no matter what, yeah, the rules may be bent a little bit to where you can't be out there. You better go take yourself a little bit farther outside by yourself to make sure you can handle it.
10-4.
Hell, as hard as we practiced back then, a lot of guys still did extra stuff.
Right. Hell of a show today. I hope you enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. I want to run through our British Open picks as the British Open second round is probably getting close to being done here. So White Brian took Scheffler, Morikawa, Justin Thomas, and Keegan Bradley. The way our polls work, if you have a guy miss the cut, you're in pretty big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I think White Brian's looking good. Except is JT get hot today? JT's sitting at one under. The projected cut, I think, is two over. So I think all four of White Brian's guys look pretty good. I have Rahm, Ludvig Åberg, Matt Fitzpatrick, and Shane Lowry. Mike Lowry. I think I'm looking pretty good. All my guys should make the cut.
Look like all mine gonna make it.
Jeffrey, Rory, Bryson, Brooks Koepka, and Hideki Matsuyama. Jeff, did you check on your guys?
No, not yet.
My man. All right, let's do it. Where is Koepka?
Not good, as usual.
Ooh, Koepka ain't making the cut, Jeff. He's six over, dog.
Oh, man, he sucks.
And what about Hideki?
Who got Morikawa? Because he is eight over.
Didn't have him.
Jeff could have two guys miss the cut. That's bad, Jeff.
Hey, man, you win some, you lose some.
All right, B as Xander, Tyrrell Hatton, got her up, which was a very good pick, Brian, and then Spawn. Spawn's the only guy you're really worried about, right, B?
No, Spawn is minus two. Who is it?
Oh.
Xander is even.
Xander's even. Okay, but Xander should get through, I would think. He's one under now through 12. So I think B's going to get everybody through. And then Professor Landini, Tommy Fleetwood, Victor Hovland, Bob McIntyre, and Adam Scott. How you looking, Landini?
Not great.
Who's not great?
Adam Scott's nine over.
Damn. He ain't making it. All right.
Nope.
Yo, these are pretty good picks. If we have three teams where everybody makes the cut, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And Jeff, DFL.
Well, I think we're only going to have two because WB has Morikawa and he ain't making the cut.
Oh, so looks like it's me versus you on the weekend, Brian.
All right. I'm with.
Let's go. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Mark Zuckerman for joining us. Listen, if you're a Nats fan, hear it from Mark. There's a lot of questions. Get on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Pods, whatever. Listen to that interview. That was at 10:30 this morning. We also had Ben Static join us, as well as Ricky Irvin's. The Ricky Irvin's interview was hysterical.
Yeah, yeah.
Make sure you go back and listen. Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. Ricky only cursed like four times. it was a great day. Great week. Next week, training camp. B, summer's over, dude.
No, it ain't. I got one more weekend of summer, baby.
The summer is over.
TK, come and talk to you, brother.
Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. Jeff owes you a beer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of seven discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.